This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On the line is the host of You Better You Bet and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Costos. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all of the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. Also, be sure to listen to the You Better You Bet podcast for more of Nick Costos' analysis. Just search You Bet wherever you find your podcast. Hello, Nick.
What's going on, guys? How are we doing today?
We are well. We are well. I'm sure you're pumped up about everything going on in the NFL this week, but let's get specific with Myles Garrett, Browns, Falcons. What's it done to the line?
Yeah, so the Falcons have taken a little bit of money, not surprisingly, right, with the news about Myles Garrett. I know you said it in the intro, but obviously it goes without saying that hope Myles is okay, hope he's back on the field sooner rather than later, and obviously, like, avoiding serious injury seems to be a pretty awesome situation, all things considered, being able to walk away from that very scary car crash. But the Browns are now just sitting as 1.5-point road favorites in Atlanta, and I know that I got some tweets from people last week really upset Cleveland sports fans, like, oh, man, are you always betting against the Cleveland teams? You don't like the Cleveland teams. First off, I bet the Browns in week one. Second off, I would only bet the Browns here in this game, guys. I think that the number should probably be, if Myles is not going to play, and I know that hasn't been officially announced, but it's hard to imagine that Myles Garrett plays on Sunday, right? If he doesn't play in the game, maybe like the right number is like a little bit less than 3. So maybe like Browns minus 2.5. So we're not at a huge difference here if you're looking to bet this game. In between 2.5 and 1.5 games statistically don't land 2 very often. But I would still only bet the Browns here. The over had received some serious money because we've seen every Atlanta game and every Cleveland game thus far go over the total. It's up to 49.5. I think that's probably about right. I would only bet the Browns in this game just because I'm more convinced that they have a clear path to victory, which is just to run the ball for 9,000 yards with Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt. And it also needs to be said, like, Jacoby Brissett's been amazing this season. He was obviously terrific in the standalone game last Thursday, the win and the cover against the Pittsburgh Steelers. He's been great. I have more confidence in the Browns than I do the Falcons, so I would only bet the Browns. I haven't done it yet, but I would only bet the Browns in this game. And also for the Cleveland sports fans and for you guys, you know, we re-simulate the entire NFL season on Mondays based on the data that we get on Sunday. And as of right now, we have the Cleveland Browns as one of the playoff teams in the AFC after their 2-1 start, and Cincinnati starting 1-2. So it doesn't mean that they're going to make it. Doesn't mean that that's right. Just that I think there should be some optimism around this football team right now.
Well, that'll put a smile on a lot of people's faces, especially the way that, you know, kind of started a little on the shaky end, though. And the other thing that puts a smile on some people's faces is looking at the odds of Offensive Player of the Year. Nick Chubb sitting here at 12-1. You think that's something worth putting a little bit on if you're a Browns fan, 12-1 Nick Chubb?
I think probably, like, and I'm not looking to throw cold water on this, but like I guess I will, like 0% that Chubb can win. The problem with like, he might be the best running back in the league, but like, that's not what this award is. This award is likely to be like the best non-quarterback, or I guess like Lamar Jackson, the year he won MVP, won both quarterback and offensive player of the year. But generally, this is like the best non-quarterback, because the MVP is going to go to the quarterback, you know, 99 out of 100 times. So who's the best non-quarterback going to be? And I don't think Nick Chubb can win because he's going to be splitting time with Kareem Hunt. Like, Kareem Hunt comes in down by the goal line sometimes. Kareem Hunt obviously gets a lot of carries, which is smart by Kevin Stefanski. You've got a good offensive line and 2 good running backs. You should use both of them. Unfortunately, I think that means that Nick Chubb probably can never win this award, especially if you're going to compare him with guys like Cooper Kupp, for instance, right? Kupp's usage is going to be so outrageous every week, and we don't know if we're going to get that on a week-to-week basis from Nick Chubb. So Chubb might be the best running back in football, but I think he's extremely unlikely to win that award.
Nick Costos joining us, You Better You Bet, and the Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. two undefeated teams after 3 weeks in the National Football League. I mean, you want proof of parity. There it is right now. Eagles, Dolphins. Which one do you guys like better long-term as a play for maybe having the most success this season and maybe where you could make the most money?
Oh, it's easily Philadelphia. And that's not to say that Miami hasn't been super impressive thus far this season, because they obviously have. But statistics will show you, looking at the – and I'm not like Mr. like stat spreadsheet guy. Like, I was not a great math student. But just saying, like, if you want to bet on football, like, this is the kind of stuff that you need to look at if you want to win. It can't just be, oh, well, the Dolphins beat the Bills, so the Dolphins are better. Buffalo ran 90 plays compared to 39 for Miami. Buffalo, like, whipped them, like, in terms of what the box score tells you. Now, sometimes this is what, you know, where the saying any given Sunday comes from, like it's an oblong ball. It bounces weirdly sometimes. Buffalo outplayed Miami pretty significantly on Sunday. You still give Miami credit. They've been impressive this season, but I still think Buffalo is the best team in the division. I still think Buffalo is likely to win the AFC East, and also the AFC is a lot better than the NFC. Whereas right now, and it's not like Philadelphia has, like, unless you think Minnesota's really good, they haven't beaten any really great teams yet. So I can understand the kind of some reticence for people to say, well, I think Philly's on the level of Green Bay or Tampa Bay or the Rams or the 49ers, for instance. But they're 3-0 right now, and they have what is the easiest schedule in the National Football League for the rest of the season. And the schedule is breaking in a great way for them. Arizona is worse than people thought. They get Arizona. They're probably going to get the Cowboys for one game without Dak Prescott. Like, they get the Giants twice. They get the Commanders twice. Two brutal football teams. So I think that this is really lining up for the Eagles to maybe win like 14 games this year. And I think the way for people to play that in the futures market, probably not Jalen Hurts to win MVP. Not that he can't. He definitely can and is one of the only guys that I'd consider betting on right now. But I would rather probably take a shot with a guy like Josh Allen, for instance, right, where their stats are, you know, a little better for Allen. Even if the Eagles win another game, Allen will win the award. I would go with Nick Sirianni for coach of the year. If Philly's going to go 14-3 and they're going to have a 5-game improvement over what they were at last year, a 4-game improvement, and they're one of the best teams in football and they wildly exceed expectations, I think that's where I would look to play Philadelphia if you're looking to make some money in the futures market. But definitely like Philly better than Miami for the reasons I gave you.
Nick Kostos, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Nick, give me a team you're buying low on right now in the NFL.
Is this just like for week four or like in general here?
Just in general looking forward. Like the team that has struggled a little bit out of the gate, looked a little uglier than you thought, but the talent is still there and you're buying what they're doing.
All right, I'm just going through it here. I want to give you the best possible answer. I can tell you that I'm probably going to bet the Chargers this week. They are on the road at the Texans, and they're only 5-point road favorites in that game. And you can understand why. Sometimes we talk about cluster injuries with teams. And like for instance, the Bills had a cluster injury in the secondary last week. They're down like four starters literally in the secondary. The Chargers have a cluster injury right now. Who's it to? All their good players are hurt. Rashawn Slater's out for the year. Herbert's obviously getting pain-killing injections in order to play. We'll see about Joey Bosa's availability for this week. But the Chargers only being a 5-point road favorite in Houston to me is still crazy, even with all of that in tow. And Keenan Allen was also out, and Allen expected to return this week. So maybe the injury report, we got our first one today and then tomorrow and then Friday, obviously. Maybe it's brutal and all these players are going to be out, in which case we can kind of reevaluate the situation. But if the Chargers get a couple of these players back, like the number should be over a touchdown here. And I understand that no one wants to bet the Chargers right now. Just got embarrassed by Jacksonville. Maybe Brandon Staley isn't the genius that everybody thought he was with this team's 1-2 start this season here. I would only bet the Chargers in this game against the Texans. And I think we have to acknowledge that I know they're 1-2, that this team still has the ability to majorly exceed expectations this year because of the talent on the roster and specifically the talent at quarterback.
Nick, let's stay in the AFC West. Tell me your thoughts when it comes to, can you put any money with any kind of confidence on Russell Wilson and the Denver Broncos to score any amount of points? I got to assume at some point they're going to bust out, but man, they haven't done anything so far.
Well, let me ask you guys this question and see what you guys think. And this is not like a gotcha question. I'm genuinely curious what you guys think of this. And for the listeners, like, what do you think also? Which head coach do you trust more coming up on Sunday? Nathaniel Hackett for the Broncos or Josh McDaniels for the Raiders?
Oh, I'll go Josh McDaniels, and I'll say that only because of his pedigree with what he did as an offensive coordinator in New England, but I know he also had Tom Brady. And it's funny because I was going to ask you about the Raiders next. that game is it's petrifying, isn't it?
Yeah, I trust Nathaniel Hackett more.
Wow,
really? Hackett at least is self-aware enough to know, hey, I'm brutal at in-game decision-making, so I'm going to bring someone in to help me with this. You would think that the offense is going to get on track at some point. Honestly, like, I killed Hackett after the first couple games for Denver. Hackett was fine on Sunday night. Russell Wilson's got to play better. Russell Wilson's got to use his legs. Like, he's scared to run. He finally ran at the end of the game, and, like, lo and behold, they score a touchdown on a drive where Russell Wilson uses his legs at the end of the game. Wilson even saying post-game, like, I should probably run more. You think? It's like he got paid $200 million, and now he's just going to cruise for the rest of his career. They're going to be terrible if that happens. Like, he's got to use his legs. It's part of what's made him like a first ballot Hall of Fame quarterback. So I would only bet the Broncos coming up in this game against the Raiders. We might see three in this game. So the Raiders were two. Now they're 2.5, and it's shaded towards the Raiders. So we may get a three with Denver. If that's the case, I'm going to bet Denver plus three. I will also add that Denver teaser legs right now, for people that don't know, a teaser is you can move the line 6 points in whichever direction you want. Denver up through 3-7. So, like, you mathematically capture the two biggest numbers in the NFL, 3-7. Think about field goals and touchdowns, how that works. Denver up to, like, +8 or +8.5 is absolutely fantastic. I would pair Denver with the Rams coming up on Monday against the 49ers, and I think that's a winning two-team teaser for week number four.
DeCostas, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, handing out teasers left and right, helping us make some money here. Let me ask you this one while we got a couple minutes left. I know I'm going to switch sports on you to go NBA.
Sure.
I'm starting to look at the over-unders a little bit there, seeing where teams are going to look. Where do the Cavaliers sit in the over-unders, and is that something that you may want to look into placing something either direction, going, you know, let's say Cavs over and then winner of, and the only, I think gamblers are the only people on the face scissors that actually know the names of the conferences. Are they in the Atlantic, Jeff? Is that where the Cavs are?
Central.
No, they're not in the Atlantic.
Central.
Said, gamblers are the only ones who know the conferences anyway.
Divisions.
The Cavs win total is 47.5 right now. It may have moved a little bit. It's like impossible to find these things. And I appreciate the question. Me trying to find this in the moment right now on these sites is going to be impossible. So let's say it's somewhere in the high 40s for the Cavaliers, which I think is accurate, unless you guys can find something to the contrary here. I think it's very much within the range of outcomes for the Cavs to win 50 games this year in the regular season. I think they could be very good. I think they could also win like in the mid 40s. So I don't know if that's anything I'm really looking to bet on here. And I think I had this conversation with you guys maybe about 3 weeks ago or a month ago after the Donovan Mitchell trade happened to Cleveland. And I'll say this about the Cavs. They could be a top four seed in the Eastern Conference. They could be like a 6 or 7 in the Eastern Conference. The East is really good. I think in order for anyone to feel good about betting like anything long shot wise for the Cavs, like can the Cavaliers win a championship this year? I think what needs to happen is Darius Garland needs to be the best player on the team. I think we've seen enough of Donovan Mitchell to know that he can't be the best player on a team that wins a championship, which is sounds like an insult, but it's not. Like, I think he's like a great number two on a team that can win a championship. So the Cavs have two guys in Garland and Mobley that I think could develop into that, right? Where if they can be the best player on a team that wins a championship, then you've got a couple other really good players, including Jared Allen. And now you're cooking with gas here a little bit. So I think like that's kind of, if you think Cleveland, if you think Darius Garland is that guy, and like Darius Garland is John Morant this year, which is within his range of outcomes. Like that could be true. Or Evan Mobley could be the next big thing like down low for the Cavs. And Mitchell doesn't have to be the best player on the team. Then, you know, I don't know if it could happen this year because I feel like they got to take their lumps a little bit. That's generally how things go in the NBA. You usually don't win right away. You got to lose a couple times first in the postseason before you can win. We obviously saw that with LeBron a million different times, right? So that's how I would think about Cleveland this year. Can Garland or Mobley take the leap? As far as the win total goes, I could see them going over by a little bit, under by a little bit. Kind of difficult to say. One that I would stay away from right now.
Nick, thank you so much.
Appreciate
Always
it,
a
Nick.
Pleasure.
You got it, guys. Wishing you guys and your great listeners minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck.
Nick Costos, everybody, the host of You Better You Bet and the Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all of the latest lines today on the BetMGM app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.